Sir Thomas and Lady Dixon Park. On the opposite side of the canal stands the beautiful Sir Thomas and Lady Dixon Park. Thomas Dixon was a prosperous Ulster businessman who served as High Sheriff of Antrim and was knighted. Lady Dixon became a Dame of the British Empire for her work for the armed forces during World War I. The park comprises rolling meadows, woodland, riverside fields and formal gardens. It flanks the Laggan Navigation for a mile upstream. The main entrance to the park is from Upper Malone Road, which crosses Drum Bridge. A cafe, playground and a variety of walks offer something for everyone who visits. The City of Belfast International Rose Garden has made the park world famous and contains over 20,000 blooms in the summer. The garden is divided into trial and display beds, an historical section and a heritage garden that displays the best of the roses from local breeders. Each July, thousands of visitors enjoy the rose gardens and associated events during Rose Week. Sir Thomas and Lady Dixon Park also contains international camellia trials, a walled garden, a Japanese-style garden with water features for quiet contemplation, a very popular children's playground, an orienteering course and many walks. The Stuarts, a Scottish farming family, built Wilmont House in the grounds of the park in the early 1760s. They were among the first to grow carrots on a large scale in the early 19th century. In 1811, an early threshing machine was erected on the property. There was also once a mill on this site, and the mill race, which provided water power, followed the line of the footpath you can see across the river.